Republican Chris Sununu and Democrat Colin Van Ostern faced off in their first forum in their race for governor Wednesday at the New Hampshire Institute of Politics. The conversation was co-hosted by NHPR, the New Hampshire Business Review, and the Business and Industry Association of New Hampshire. As NHPR's Casey McDermott reports, the two candidates came ready to draw sharp contrasts between their respective records on the Executive Council.
For the last 4 years, Chris Sununu and Colin Van Ostern have sat literally across the table from one another at Executive Council meetings. So they've had plenty of time to get to know each other's political style, personal habits, and voting record. And now that they're both vying for the same position as New Hampshire's next governor, Van Ostern, in particular, is more than ready to use his opponent's voting record as a line of attack. Take the issue of Medicaid expansion, for one. Van Ostern, a Democrat, accused Sununu, a Republican, of jeopardizing the expansion by voting against a key contract that launched the program back in 2014.
If Chris had his way in the vote that he cast multiple times, 50,000 people today would not have their health care coverage. That contract would have failed if three people instead of two people voted against it that he voted against it.
What vote?
July 2 years ago. It was in the Hanover Inn when we had a governor and council meeting, and it was the last opportunity that we had to ensure that the New Hampshire Health Protection Plan actually took place.
Sununu, for his part, noted that he's voted both for and against Medicaid-related contracts while on the council. And he turned that particular example back around on Van Ostern, accusing his opponent of blindly approving a multi-million dollar item that was presented to the council the day of the vote.
I simply said, we need to read it first. And Councillor Van Ostern and Maggie Hassan said, there's no time, we need to pass it right now, and then we can go read it. Exactly as Nancy Pelosi did, that is exactly not the New Hampshire way. I will never, never approve of a contract when I'm given a $292 million contract 15 minutes before the vote. The people didn't have a chance to read it, I didn't have a chance to read it. Come on, it's about checks and balances and process.
Today, Sununu says he wouldn't cut the Medicaid expansion altogether as governor, but he wants to avoid spending state money and doesn't want to incentivize this kind of health care coverage permanently. Van Ostern, meanwhile, says continuing the Medicaid expansion is one of his highest priorities, even if it means spending some state money. That's one clear point of contrast, but there are other issues where the candidates differ, like commuter rail. Sununu calls it a boondoggle. Van Ostern views it as a vital economic engine. Or the minimum wage. Sununu thinks New Hampshire should use the federal rate. Van Ostern thinks it should be higher. And Northern Pass. Sununu says more of the lines could be buried, but he still supports the project. Van Ostern doesn't support the current plan and thinks more of the lines should be buried for it to move forward. The two candidates also sparred over energy votes on the Executive Council.
I think he's probably voted against more solar and renewable energy projects than any politician in state history. I'd love for somebody to compile a whole list.
Sununu said, again, he was just trying to weigh each contract on its own merits.
We can create programs and projects that we get a bigger bang for our buck. Geothermal, hydro, good solar projects, wind projects. I've supported all of them, the ones that are good, smart, and make sense for New Hampshire. Councilor Van Ostern's right. He has been a rubber stamp and voted for every single project without question since the day he took over as the council. I bring discernment, judgment, and frankly just good common sense to making sure we do it right.
But it wasn't just policy differences that served as a source of friction between the two executive councilors. At one point, the two candidates were asked whether they've picked up on any annoying habits in the other one in all of the time they've spent working together.
To be honest, I think often Chris brings politics into the discussion in a way that doesn't help. We just had a debate for an hour, and he blamed half a dozen different folks of the other party. I think the way we succeed in New Hampshire is by finding ways to work together and checking politics at the door. And I think that is something that we can both strive for in this campaign, and we should expect out of our next governor.
Sununu's reply?
That response is a pet peeve of mine. Let's put it that way.
The two candidates will have plenty more chances to call out their opponents' habits at the Executive Council table or on the debate stage between now and November. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.